God's words have power to change things. So when you're willing to say what God is saying, then you'll see things around you change for the better. Ahead on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland will show you that God has something to say through you.
16th chapter of John, verse 13, Jesus said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will." Do you hear that? He will. Now, what does this mean? This is the will of God. He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. It's still going on just like it was when Jesus was here on the earth. He's not speaking of himself, but whatever he hears, that he will speak. The problem has not been with the Spirit not speaking. The problem has been we've all been so spiritually dense, we didn't hear what he said. And religion taught us that he don't speak anymore. You know, that's probably about the dumbest thing anybody ever came up with. It's almost like God just put the earth out there and just boom, just gave it a spin and said, "Well, let's see how they do." It never has been like that. It never will be like that. He is intensely involved, intensely interested in every thought you think, every word you speak, everything about your life. He gave himself, his spirit and soul and body and financially and socially and every other way that you and I have contact with life in this earth. Glory to God. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I notice I have written right down there, he came, he's hearing, he's guiding, he's speaking. I sat myself down at my desk and I said, "Oh God, forgive me. Oh Lord, he's hearing. He is hearing. Whatever he shall hear, he's hearing." The Holy Ghost doesn't have a hearing problem. He doesn't have a speaking problem. It's me with the plugged ears. I said, "Oh God, forgive me. I open my ears to hear." No wonder Jesus kept shouting, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He's trying to get us to engage in the process. Whatever he says, say it. Whatever he says, do it. And the Father that dwells within will do the work. Amen. And we have the spiritual capacity for any and everything God has ever said and will ever say. Selah. Ooh. Let that get down deep. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I'm just an humble little person. No, you're really not. Well, you know, but God, I don't think God could use me very much. See, you're not being humble. You're not humbling yourself before God. You're humbling yourself to your own condemnation. To humble yourself before God is to say, "Sir, I'm yours to command. I'll say whatever you tell me to say. I'll say it wherever you tell me to say it. I bow down to your word. I yield to your word." Amen. To humble means to yield or to give over to. I give myself over to your word. Your word says I'm healed, then I'm healed. That's praise right. God. It make no difference how I feel. I humble myself to that word. Yes, sir. What does that do? That opens you up to receive it. Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. instead of trying to deal with it with your carnal mind.
That's right.
To be carnally minded is death.
That's right.
It don't work.
That's right.
So quit messing with it.
Yeah.
So let's get back here now and look at this some more. He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Why? He's giving you and me something to say.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when you really look at it in the light of this verse of Scripture and in the light of this heavenly process of my words are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within. He does the works.
Amen.
Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I don't know how to hear the voice of God. You know how to read. If you don't, get somebody to read it to you. It is written. That's where you start.
Yeah, amen.
And that's where you finish.
Amen.
You don't get outside of that. You get outside of that, you messing around. In places you don't have no business being. You get out in that carnal flesh territory, get up there where Satan has a shot at you, he'll hurt you.
Yeah.
You stay in here, you stay in it is written, you stay in the confines of the Word of God, praise God. Like dear old Smith Wigglesworth used to say, it is in the confines of the Holy Writ. My God, 17 documented cases of people being raised from the dead in his ministry.
That's right. Amen.
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 The man never learned how to read and write.
Yeah.
Till God called him in the ministry and the Holy Ghost taught him how to read.
That's right.
And taught him how to read the Bible. And he never read any publication throughout his life other than the Word of God.
Amen.
Lester Sumrall, he invited Brother Lester to come to see him in his home. This was when Brother Sumrall was a young man, and he was very close to Mr. Wigglesworth, and he invited him to come to his home. And Brother Sumrall said he had I think it was London Times or some of the, anyways, English newspaper. He had it rolled up under his arm when he knocked on Mr. Wigglesworth's door. Now, Mr. Wigglesworth, very bold man, very anointed man. I've known two men that knew him personally and had both of them tell me stories about him. Now, the reason I'm bringing him up is because this is a word man. He was a plumber. And for years, he just an illiterate plumber. And everywhere he went, even out after he's preaching the word, he always took his tools with him because somebody might need some help. Amen. Always had his plumbing tools with him everywhere he went. Well, Brother Sumrall had that newspaper rolled up under his arm, knocked on the door, and Mr. Wigglesworth said, "What's that under your arm?" He pulled it, he said, "You don't bring that into me house." So he didn't. He wouldn't allow that newspaper in his house. Why? All the news is in here. You can get the news before it happens. You understand that? The whole media is way behind. We're one word behind God. They're years behind God. Amen. Now, just to give you, and the point of this is this. Boldness is not real boldness unless it's word bold. Faith bold. Faith boldness happens. Carnal boldness has to be forced. But word boldness happens. There's been times I really didn't plan to be all that bold, but man, it just come out my mouth. That's when you have ears to hear, and when you hear it, you say it, and the Father that dwells within. He does
it
work.
Works. Yeah.
But when you're pushing it, God's not obligated to that.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. But now the simple part of it is when you hear it and you know it's God and you say it, you're not responsible for bringing it to pass. All you have to do is be obedient.
Yes, sir. Amen.
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 Takes all the fuss out of it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give the Lord praise right here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. Now, here's the way you know when it's Him. He will show you things to come, but it doesn't end there. He will glorify me. Ah, that's a key issue. That is a key issue. He's not doing this to glorify you. He's not doing this to build your ministry or to increase your income or to make you look good. Amen?
Amen.
I'll show you something about that in just a moment. He will receive of mine and show it unto you. Now remember, we're talking about man shall live by every word. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. All things that the Father has are mine. Whoa. Therefore, said I, He will take of mine and show it to you. We have access through Jesus to everything God has, everything He is, everything He can do, everything He's ever said, everything He ever will say is ours. There is no situation where He doesn't have anything to say. Now, human beings instinctively know, because God created this to be so when He created Adam. It's inherent in every human being that we're supposed to have something to say about everything. If we were saying what we're supposed to be saying, no government could overrun you or the body of Christ. No devil could overrun your household. But because you don't know your Holy Ghost rights, you don't stand up against them. Well, you know, I guess Brother Copeland, no, God got some strange plan here. Yeah, He planned for you to run that devil off before He ever got a foothold in your house.
Amen.
Amen. Do you... I won't take but a moment on this, but this is important. You remember that when they took Jesus to the cross, He did not say anything. He had to keep His mouth shut. If He'd have said anything, it'd have stopped. Now you can get some understanding about what it took to go through all that when He's a citizen of heaven and they didn't have any right to do that. Amen?
Yes, sir.
But He kept His mouth shut. Why? That's true. Let's take it back one more step. He didn't hear the Father say anything. Father don't say anything. He didn't say anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the first step of faith.
Yeah.
Don't do anything or say anything until you hear the Father say something. If He doesn't say anything, you don't say anything.
That's right.
He doesn't do anything, you don't do anything. As long as you're listening for Him, you will be well taken care of.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And when He says something, you say it. And I don't care if it takes a legion of angels, that's just what it takes. But He didn't say anything at that point. Now, again, this is something that Brother Moore reminded me of. And Brother Moore's going to take up right here when I leave off. And I hope I'm feeding some seeds over to him. You understand? No, he's going to preach whatever the Lord tells him to preach. But you remember when the Apostle Paul was being tied to the whipping post? And man, I mean, they're fixing to beat him nearly to death. They want to scourge him just like they did Jesus. Romans, they're doing the thing on him just like they did on Jesus. But the Apostle Paul turned around and said, wait a minute, is it lawful for you to whip a Roman who has not been tried and convicted in court? Dear God, they took their hands off of him. I mean, they would have had to take the same whipping if they had laid a stripe on him. Whoa, he's a Roman citizen. Born free. This is a type. You have heavenly rights. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're a citizen of heaven. Scripture says so. We've already gone to heaven. The moment you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you were lifted up with Him and made to sit with Him in heavenly places. And the book of Colossians and the book of Philippians say that our citizenship is in heaven.
Amen.
We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And when the devil tries to get in your household, you need to stand up against him and say, listen, devil, is it legal for you to attack a citizen of the Most High God? Is it legal for you to attack a member of the household of faith? Is it legal for you to touch a joint heir of Jesus? Take your filthy hands off my baby and get out of here now. I will not tolerate it. Amen. Don't come around here again. This is off limits to you. Brother Copeland, I don't know whether I'd ever talk to the devil like that or not. Well, you better. I had one fellow said, I'm telling you right now, this was 35 years ago, I guess so. He said the devil's going to take that young fellow's challenge one of these days. Give five more years, just five more years, the devil will take him down. You wait and see what I tell you. Well, he was talking to a young man that was a partner of this ministry and a good friend of mine. 5 years came and gone and went, and here we were bigger than we had been 5 years before. So he went to him. He said, Brother Copeland's still going strong. Yeah, but I'll tell you right now, 5 years from now he won't be. Well, see, he thought he was right. That's the reason you need to pray for people in that kind of condition. They feel like they're right. They have bought into a lie because it's not in the scripture. Now, he's not a liar. He'd just been taught that. He thought it was right. Amen. Now, let's look at this again. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by, say it, every word. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is a blood-sworn oath to you and to me. We are covenant people. Yeah, thank you, Lord. I got just a moment here, and the Lord changed my direction here for just a minute. Go over to the book of Isaiah, and we'll close on this. And the 54th chapter, now you understand 54 comes after 53? That's a real revelation, but that's not what I was going to bring up. But in the 53rd chapter, Jesus went to the cross and raised from the dead. Now, the 54th chapter, God is speaking to the body of Christ. See? This is us. I want you to notice something. Let's go read verse 5. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. He's talking about the redeemer. Well, the scripture said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So!
So.
Now, look at verse 7. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. That was 3 days and three nights. When Jesus was in the heart of the earth. But with everlasting kindness. The Hebrew word there is hesed. Covenant. It's a hard word to translate into English. It has to be sensed more than taught. It is covenant honor. It is that thing that is bigger than anything else. You're covenanted together in blood. Now listen to what he said. But with everlasting hesed will I have mercy on you, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. How long? Everlasting. This is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn, say sworn, as I have sworn, that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my hesed, my covenant hesed and honor shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on you. God swore it. When Jesus was raised from the dead and presented himself before the mercy seat of God, spotless before God, he'd been made sin. He'd been made a curse. But here he stands, reborn. That's our birth. That's our rebirth. What he got in the pit of hell is what we get when we make him Lord. And God, it's recorded in the book of Hebrews. God, with the scepter of righteousness, called him God. And he swore to him all the words of a new covenant. Oh, you ought to shout about that. Glory to God. Folks, we are the product of a blood-sworn oath. And the big part of this is the covenant is between God and the man, Jesus. But it's an immortal man. Can't sin. No longer just won't, can't. He's immortal. Still, flesh and bone, no blood. all of his blood is in the heavenly holy of holies. Representing you and me. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. We are the product of a blood sworn oath. God said to him, by your stripes they are healed. By your bruises they are healed. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Your words have power.
Music play.
The words you speak control more than just the stuff in your life.
Choose life. Stay on the God side of everything.
When you know what to say and how to say it, you can speak life into any situation and change any circumstance with words.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Choose Life, Choose Words is a 3 DVD or 6 CD teaching from Brother Copeland that shows you how to create the good life you've always wanted. God wants to give you the advantage so you can flourish in every area of life. Choose Life, Choose Words shows you how to thrive God's way. Learn directly from road-tested realities and practical insights from over 45 years of Brother Copeland's study, experience, and personal relationship with God. Get Choose Life, Choose Words today and change your life forever. Order Choose Life, Choose Words, the dynamic series by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or CD for $17.99. Go to kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395 to order your copies today. Take control over your life. Understand the power of your words and live in the victory God has promised you with Choose Life, Choose Words. For this and other faith-building teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.